Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Do you or someone you know suffer from TMM, too much media? We're here to help. On this episode, Jay Hopkins is back, and we talk about being overwhelmed by the amount of podcasts and TV shows and other stuff that's out there. Too many episodes, too little time. So thank you for taking a minute to listen to this one. Enjoy.
When we were doing, when we were creating Captain Goodness versus the Injustice League. So that was a show, a Fringe show that we did that John Valinas and I created, and we were doing a show with Toxic Audio. Mm-hmm. And so they were going to be playing certain villains, and then we needed a couple more. And so Megan White was playing a villainess. I think she was Maybelline and all about makeup. Brendan Jennings comes in, and he creates the character of the remote control. And he was a guy that had been living in his mother's basement watching TV so long that he had gotten lumpy and Cheeto-y, and he had the remote control melded to his hand so he could control people with the remote control.
How? All right. Okay. Okay, wait. Have you ever heard of the podcast Everything is Alive?
No.
Okay, this is the coolest thing ever. Actually, it inspired me to reach out to Chris and Emily and say, we should do this at SAC. It's basically, it's a podcast where you, the characters in the podcast are objects. I heard a fantastic one where they interviewed a couple of playing cards.
That's fun.
And they're saying like, so is there a Joker in your deck? And they're like, oh, is there? And she says, and he's kind of handsy too. You know, so then here's the problem. When we play games like Joker's Wild, now he's like, oh, guess what? Now I'm an ace. No, you're not. No, you're not. It's like,
right.
Oh, and how does it feel to get shuffled? Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. So,
Layden and Lisa Glaze, they did a scene just this last month where they got a suggestion and they said, we're going to play inanimate object. And they were toasters. And it was so, and we started thinking it was Brave Little Toaster, but it was so funny because they ended up being, one of them was a toaster oven and one of them was just, you know, sliced. And they were sitting on the shelves of a Goodwill waiting to get picked, but they were going to escape. And then I ended up being one of those little egg timers on the shelf that had lost all its sand. It's like, go without me. I'll be okay.
See, but that's beautiful imagination.
It's so much fun.
And that could be, you know, it could be a scene unto itself, but
yeah.
It could also be like a launching point for a Herald or, right. You know, something like that. It just seems like it was
it's just
so
point
fun.
Of view. It's so much fun to think that way.
Well, and that if this is true, what else must be true? I mean, that's kind of the game you keep playing with all this stuff.
It's just, so obviously you have this podcast.
Mm-hmm. We do?
We do. It's ours.
Oh, it's okay. Yours. Whew. How many podcasts do you ingest, pay attention to, listen to regularly? I mean, like, what's your commitment level?
I subscribe to about 20 of them, and I listen to probably 3 a week.
Wow.
Like, I'm trying to do more audiobooks now, but I like having that slate because sometimes I'm in the mood for improv comedy podcast. Sometimes
so you're listening to what? Welcome to the Magic Tavern?
Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bang Bang,
yep.
Sure.
Okay. And then How Did This Get Made is also really funny. Kind
Paul
of.
Scheer.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Kind of improv.
I know about stuff.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is like, again, I'm just old enough that I'm like, I don't have the time to commit. So I found podcasts when Brett Walden started his. He did one called What Am I Missing? Mm-hmm. And he interviewed his friends who were passionate about one subject. Like he interviewed Mike Carr about WWE because Brett was never into the wrestling world. And so he brought Mike on and Mike explained it to him.
Oh, I love that concept.
Yeah, it was a great concept. And so each person, he had Robbie Pigott come on and talk about his Snoopy collection.
Yeah.
And so great concept. So Brett did that and I was like, I followed that and I found this website. Mm-hmm. Where you can get podcasts from, because I'm not an Apple guy. I don't have Apple equipment. I don't have Apple iTunes and all blah, blah, blah. So how do you find this stuff? I don't even know that. So I found this thing called CastBox, and you can find all of your things there. And I did Brett's, and then I tried finding this one podcast that was a web thing that I'd seen that I'd listened to before called Coverville, which I love because the guy loves the same kind of music I do. And Coverville is literally taking covers of songs, and that's all they play is just covers of songs. Although sometimes they'll do a whole album in order, but they're all covers. So wow. He'll put them together. Like he did a Dark Side of the Moon, but they're all covers.
Yeah.
Which is fabulous. Sometimes he'll do this chain where it's like Tom Petty covers Johnny Cash and Johnny Cash covers someone else. And, you know, he does this chain. Oh, neat. Yeah. So it became too much. Sets by the Wayside. Now I listen to Unspooled.
Yep.
Which I'm like only in the beginning of the first season, like halfway through. But it listens, Paul Scheer and Amy Nicholson, they're going through the 2007 AFI Top 100 out of order, and they talk about these movies and do they deserve to be. So that's great for driving to work and driving home.
Yeah.
But it still takes me too long. It still takes me 2 or 3 days to get through one.
Yeah.
Which irritates me.
How long are they individually?
Anywhere from 50 minutes to an hour and a half.
Yeah. I feel like that's so self-indulgent.
Well, they've got a lot to talk about. Yeah, I get it.
To talk to sum up a movie, I think that's the bigger thing is sometimes you have to get to a point, like there were some like My Favorite Murder. So I got into the true crime, but the comedy true crime. And I would listen to that religiously, and I couldn't start the next one until I listened to the last one.
Right.
And you have to be okay with, just like anything else, just consuming it, and then maybe you don't finish it.
Yeah.
Unless it's a particularly interesting one.
Like so our friends Claire and Dano, they have a podcast now called Expertise, and it's hysterical. And it's just them playing experts, feeding each other, saying yes and to each other. It's hysterical. It's short. It's fun. I still can't listen to all of it. I just don't have the commitment. And I was talking, it's overload. There's too much out there.
Yeah.
Our friends, they're doing History Bluffs. I'm trying to listen to that.
Yeah, that's another one. I think you told me about the Green Room.
I'm trying to listen to that. I'm trying to listen to this. And it's just like, and I was talking with Diana about this just because I just signed up for YouTube TV for the Super Bowl. So now we've got YouTube TV, which is just like having cable, you know, with Channel Guide and everything for a month. And I go, wow, I never even realized this before, how nice it was when we had four channels of TV or we only had cable, because it eliminated too many choices. Mm-hmm. You could only see things when it came on. Now we're in this, everything's bingeable. Some people I know don't watch or listen to anything until it's all available. And it's like, and now we've got all these things that Diane and I love, and we're like, how do we keep track of what we're missing? And I know we're missing stuff because we're so interested in following this. There's too many choices now. And it's like, so
I love it,
but I'm like podcasts like this here. I've listened to some of yours, but I just, there's too much and I've only got so much time.
You got to kind of let go of that.
Completionism.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Take a piece.
Yeah. I don't mind. Like, I'm learning to be okay with, I don't have to hear it all. I enjoyed this much of it. I'm not obligated.
Not obligated. And hopefully it's standalone enough. Like, as opposed to talk radio, which I think, like, if you were to try to listen to the Monsters in the Morning on 104.1 or some show like that, if you haven't listened for the last 10 years, you're not going to be able to jump in.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
It's like a closed club.
Yeah,
you have to know all
that. That's how I was with comic books. I was everyone I knew was into comic books, and I was never into comic books. And then it was like, what do I do? Grab the next issue? I won't have any idea what's going on. Right. I always wanted to get in at episode one, and then issue one.
Yeah,
and then you're like, but then what am I committing myself to? Yeah. It's like, so I've learned enough, thank heavens for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that it's like, oh, that's interesting. And then I have friends who are so into it. It's like, well, that references this. And I can do a little research without having to invest all that. It's like, and if that's your hobby, great. It's great writing. It's entertaining. It's great imagination. But again, I can only commit so much.
Yeah.
So this is what I would say, because I think there's a feeling, especially when it's your friends, right?
Yeah.
There's this feeling of further obligation. It's like going to Fringe, but not seeing your friend's show and feeling bad about that. Right. So
I've gone past that point now.
Okay, good. Because that's hard.
Because at Fringe, because I know so many people.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It would be impossible to see everybody's. So
that's why we did a show last year, so we didn't have to see other people's shows.
Great. Whatever works. And I loved seeing your show. It was a great show. I loved your show. It was great. But because we'd been involved so much and know so many people, Diana and I reached a point where it's like, I am no longer doing obligation shows.
Yeah.
I will go see what I want to see, and I will make an effort to see things that I can't see here. Because I know a lot of people will do shows here. They go, you got to see my show. And then I go see it, and then they do it
two months
later. It's like, I'm not doing that anymore. I got past that point. But yeah,
So what I would say is get whatever app you use. You can use Spotify. If you're on Apple, you can use Apple. You can use any number of them out there. Subscribe to your friend's podcast. Download, subscribe and download. So it's automated download. Mm-hmm. And it just, usually you can download the last three and it'll erase the old one after the new one comes in. And then occasionally say something about it on social media if you do listen.
Yeah.
That's it. No, seriously.
No, I get that.
That is all you need to do.
Because again, let's see. I unspooled for a while. I was doing This American Life.
Yeah.
I was doing This American Life.
I love that one.
Yeah. It's a great listen, and it's a great when you're walking.
Yep.
Because you know exactly how long it is.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I got, haven't listened to that, Fly on the Wall. Haven't listened to Retirement Party, History Bluffs, This American Life. I listen to a lot of revisionist history, but it says there's 73 waiting for me. It's like, I'm never going to go back in that.
That stresses me out. That's one of my issues with, I probably have maybe 10 or 15
I'm like four. I listen to four occasionally. And right now I'm just listening to Unspooled to and from work, and that's it. Yeah. I can't.
The way I have it on Google Podcasts is it just shows me the most recent. So I don't go into like ours. I don't go into... how did this get made and see how many episodes that I've missed.
It's already 6:20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We are joys to talk to.
You are. It is. And I blather. So between your joy and my blah, blah, blah.
Very easy to talk. One of the genuine joys of doing this podcast is losing track of time because we are so into the conversation. Our friend Jay Hopkins made time fly even faster. He's one of the most effortless guests we've ever had. Set him up in front of a microphone and Jay goes. Nick and I loved having him on our show. And this show is now over, my friends. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another installment of Your Daily Dose. And thanks for listening.